Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the Choice Select spread. It's huge. Back on that in just a moment. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The original zero-turn radius mower, the Hustler, American-made and priced right. Test drive one today at your local dealer. 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Your Hustler dealer has models starting at only $27.99. And test drive the 60-inch Raptor SD starting at just $44.99. Hustler, with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
The current Choice Select spread is huge, something we haven't seen for over a decade. So says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. It touched close to $24 last week. It's more than that right now. Dr. Tonser says it's an indication of pretty good beef demand, he believes, out there within the marketplace.
Friday's Choice Box Beef Cutout closed just under $227. That was up over $4 for the week. Likewise, the Select carcass cutout was almost $204, and that was up about $3 for the week. So they both were up. That in itself is very positive. That's a demand signal. Is, you know, demand for beef is going up. We see that pulling up those cash fed cattle and cash feeder cattle prices I shared earlier. But I also want to really highlight the Choice Select spread. So the difference between those two, and narrowly, we ended the week at $23.26. So $23.26 per hundredweight was a spread between Choice Select and boxed beef. That was actually over $24 earlier in the week. And there's nothing magical about $24 other than the fact we haven't seen it since 2003. So to make a little bit light of an important point,
right.
And as a percentage of what we're talking about, remember these boxed beef numbers are lower than they were earlier. It's an even bigger deal, right? So, and we could put this on percentage terms and give a quality spread signal that's even stronger than just the $24. The reason I'm highlighting it is I think it's abnormally large for two reasons. One is fed cattle weights have been coming down, so a signal to put some condition on them is desired. And I think there's just some positive demand signals that show up on demand for choice beef in itself is highly desired at the moment. That leads to that spread between Choice Select widening. So going forward, of course, I have these quarterly demand indices. Mm-hmm. It'll be middle of July before I can monitor and put out what we call that all fresh as well as the choice beef demand index. But the signals are grilling demand is strong, coupled with a little bit lower sales weights coming out of feed yards is running up, if you like, the choice value compared to select. And that's always a positive quality signal.
And Dr. Tonser says that while at least some of it is because of the summer grilling demand that seems to be out there, there may be a couple of other factors involved as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to prove any of these, but just kind of observing what's going on, I think there's both the supply and the demand aspects of it. I think the demand that comes from grilling, me, you, and others that love to throw beef on the grill, we're right in the middle of that. The supply side is, I think there's a little bit lower weights out there, and we've tightened down the availability of choice beef as well. So if you have a little bit less available currently, demand for it, both of those pull choice prices up. Select prices are up too, so I don't want to lose sight of that. But the spread between them has been growing abnormally fast and wide, and that's a pretty strong demand signal historically. So it's worth monitoring going forward. Makes me a little bit optimistic collectively for the second quarter that beef demand is going to be, when we look back at it, pretty strong.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's coming June 15th and 16th. We're talking about the Corn Buck Classic from Superior Livestock Auction. Broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 77,000 head to be offered, 16,000 yearling steers, 8,000 yearling heifers, 13,000 wean calves, and 33,000 calves on cows. For more information, give them a call at Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117, or visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.